Dr. John Duffy joins us right now in studio, as he does every other week, and we talk about several different types of issues, mostly having to do with the psychological balance of your children. Here's a quick question. I don't know if you saw this, John, but I found this article over the weekend, and I wanted to bring this up with you. There's a lady in England who is an actress and a singer, and her name probably doesn't mean much to most Americans. Her name is Stacey Solomon, but over in the UK, she's extremely popular.
Right.
She's on a show called The X Factor, which is one of the talent shows. Everybody in England knows about Stacey Solomon. So about a week or so ago, she posted pictures online of herself with her two children. One of them is 9 years old. Her oldest son is 9. Her youngest son is 5.
Right.
And in the pictures, they are bathing together. They're in the bathtub, Stacey and her two young kids. And people blasted her online saying, what are you doing? This isn't good for the kids. It's not good for you. It's not good for me to look at this.
Right.
Don't be posting pictures of yourself taking a bath with a 9-year-old and a 5-year-old. But she stands by it. She calls this family time. She says, this is the time where our family can just sit around and talk in the bathtub. What are your thoughts on this?
So, you know, I have two kind of competing thoughts on it, because that being family time, I think a lot of us can think back and think like, yeah, our family used to do that, you know, and that wasn't the end of the world. And that wasn't, there was nothing nefarious or awful going on there. I think where you cross the line is when you post it. You know, because we're always modeling for our kids, and we're looking to teach them like good boundaries, good online behavior, control of their lives and their bodies and their images. And I think that's where this kind of falls apart for her a little bit, is that she is making these decisions for her kids. When I first heard this story, I was thinking of something I experienced recently where I was with another family, and the mom has a 9-year-old son, and she asked him, hey, I really want to tell Dr. Duffy this story. Is this okay with you? Mm-hmm. And he said, I'd really rather you didn't. And suddenly the kid had some control, like, you know, okay, mm-hmm. okay. And she honored that. Here, these kids have no agency over what happens, over their image. And for better or worse, there is this hint that we all feel of impropriety somehow, right? When we see something like that, mm-hmm. it stops us in our tracks, and we ask the question of ourselves, is this right or is it wrong? And my bias would be, don't put your family under that kind of a lens. It's really, you know what I mean? It doesn't do anybody any good. Right. I don't think it gives people a whole lot of a feel-good moment. I think for most of us, it takes us back a little bit because we feel implicated in some odd, perverse moment that we don't necessarily ask to be a part of.
Yeah.
But if it's not being, and I'm just like an apologist for different versions of it, because if there is nothing untoward and it's not weird and we don't know about it, is it our business what goes on at someone else's house if no one's being affected by it?
Honestly, not at all. Not at all. I mean, you know,
I wouldn't do it. We don't, you know, all bathe together. First of all, because the tub's not big enough.
Oh.
But but seriously, I don't choose to do it. But I mean, really, if it's not bothering anybody, does that make it right or wrong? I hate the judgment of right or wrong, because what works for you may not work for someone else.
I agree completely about the judgment piece. I mean, you know, I think too, and what she ran into was, I think, pages and pages and pages of judgment.
92% of the people who responded, and there were hundreds and hundreds of people who commented on this, so 92% of them said, this is not a good idea. Stop bathing with your 9-year-old kid.
Right. So even though I agree with you, Wendy, that, you know, like, there's really nothing wrong with this, and you know, and it probably does foster, as odd as it sounds, this togetherness and these memories that they're focused, that they're kind of fostering together. But because we can kind of predict that a whole lot of people are going to respond negatively to that, I don't see the utility of putting yourself under that kind of scrutiny, having to hit like tennis balls, those objections.
She put herself in that situation, pretty much.
Can I spin it a slightly different way?
Please.
Let's say instead of Stacy, that this is a guy, this is a man who is bathing with his daughters, and they are 9 years old and 5 years old. Does that make it different?
I think Wendy's point still stands. Yeah. I think it's like, you know, that doesn't mean anything more or less wrong is going on, but whether we like it or not, that public perception out there is, ooh, that's even creepier.
Right.
And, it's weird, but it's not necessarily
wrong. Right. Absolutely. Yeah.
Not that I do it. It is unusual.
Yeah.
But if there's no, you know, issues going on and they're truly just taking a bath, I wouldn't do it. I don't condone it. But who does it hurt if no one's being affected in a negative way?
And in a lot of cultures, including this one, not that long ago, the tipping point was adolescence. When you know the onset of adolescence, okay, we've got to call that. That becomes inappropriate. But these kids are younger than that.
Right.
So
right.
I agree. I think we do a lot of unnecessary judging, and I think that's escalating, and I don't like that.
Yeah.
But I really don't like the idea of putting your pressure and your kids under that kind of a lens, you know, where you know they're going to get negative feedback.
That's
and you
true.
As a parent are going to get negative
right.
feedback.
In one of the versions of the story, not the version I have in front of me, but the one I saw over the weekend, it's the 9-year-old boy who says, I wouldn't mind some alone time when I'm taking a bath. I know that you like this to be family time, but this is getting a little weird for me. Once one of your kids comments on it, isn't it time to maybe take a step back and look at it differently?
I think that is like wisdom from a 9-year-old.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's a good cue that, you know, like, okay,
feels kind of like a 9-year-old.
Yeah.
Right. But finally, time to bathe alone.
At the age of 9, if my mom were to have suggested that, I would have been sick to my stomach for a while. I would have just went, no, I'm not going to bathe with you right now.
Right.
No, thank you, though.
Yeah. So
thank you, though.
I appreciate the offer, but I've decided to not bathe anymore.
Yeah, the thank you, though, is very polite.
Yeah.
But you're right. To my thinking, 9 is a little old, too.
Yeah.
But then different kids mature at different rates, too, you
yeah.
know? And so for some kids, it'd be 7, and they'd be like, nope, get out. I want my own time.
Yeah.
And I think it's important to honor that. You know what I mean? If your kid wants some privacy,
yeah.
I think it's important to give it to them. And that is a really, really sound boundary. And it would be a mistake, in my mind,
yeah.
to negate that in any way.
Right.
I had a job, and I was smoking and drinking at 5. So I could have already handled kidding.
Easily,
totally
sure.
kidding, because people are going to say, really? No.
It was 6.
Scott is on the line. He's called us 312-981-7200. Scott, you have a comment or question for Dr. Duffy?
I have a comment, yeah. There used to be a time where we had lines, and, you know, you would go over the line. There's certain lines drawn. It seems nowadays these lines are just blurred. Most people know a 9-year-old shouldn't bathe with his mother, not because there's anything perverted going on, but there's a due process where you grow up. So let's just say, what is the line now? Should it be 10, 12, 14, 18? There's a time we're getting so worried about being upsetting other people. There's things that are wrong. Even your radio show, you can't swear on the radio, but certain people swear in public. So where are the lines being drawn anymore? This woman, she may not have had an alternative motive, but what she did is wrong. Let's face it, it's wrong.
Well, you know, I think that there might be a degree of relativity to that, Scott, if I'm being perfectly honest. I think what's right for some family might be wrong for another. So, you know, like I said a moment ago, there might be 6 or 7-year-olds who are like, hey, you know what? I am not bathing with you, mom or dad. And some kids as old as 9 might be okay with that. Honestly, I agree with you. I don't think I would do it. And I think most of us would say, ooh, that feels a little iffy. That feels like it crosses the line. And it's awfully close. I'm with you there. But I think it's important that parents make that judgment, pay attention to what their kids are, where their kids are, and what their kids' inclinations are, and to put it online. I think that's where we run into a real problem, because then, you know, you open yourself and your kids up to all sorts of scrutiny and negative commentary.
That kid's friends are going to see this online and go,
"Boy, your mom's hot.
Do you want to play baseball? Are you going to be?" Are you going to be bathing with your
Thanks,
mom
Scott.
Tomorrow? I want to play, but you're obviously you're busy.
And 3 or 4 years from now,
yeah.
that doesn't go away. What we forget about is that somebody
yeah.
can dig into the archives
right.
once your kid's in high school and say, right. hey, I found a picture of you naked in the tub with your
yeah.
mom. You know?
Weird. Yeah.
yeah.
All right. Dr. John Duffy is here. The Available Parent is his book. He has podcasts right here at WGN Radio. Stick around. More ahead. We're at 312-981-7200 if you want to jump in. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.
All right, we're talking with Dr. John Duffy, a clinical psychologist. His book is called The Available Parent. You can listen to his podcast, Undo Anxiety. We were talking about
not
this.
The unbathable parent, Wendy. Let me just make that clear right now. That's a totally different book.
First of all, we were going to cover something about kids going away to school, and there are some podcasts that you have up about that that I just want to send people that way. We've called an audible with the listeners. But I've seen people post stuff on Facebook that, oh, it's been a hard time for my daughter, and this woman's talking to her friends, and then the daughter chimes in and just puts a little post, I miss you, Mom, with a sad face, and it's like breaking my heart, and then I'm feeling guilty because I made Michael go to a community college, so I didn't have to let go of him, but there's a lot of... It's quite an adjustment to everyone, isn't it?
It's a huge adjustment. And, you know, and we lay out this expectation that it's going to be great, right? And that you know, this is going to be the best 4 years of your life. And everything on Instagram and Snapchat suggests the same. So to be out there and to feel lonely, off kilter, you know, having a hard time getting to class, depressed, anxious, it's really, really difficult to be in those shoes and away from home permanently for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. So check out your podcast. They are at WGNplus.com. And also you can find them on iTunes and on your Facebook page and such. We were talking about the bathing incident. That's what I'm going to call it now.
Sure.
And someone said, how and when do you start the discussion about sex and their maturing bodies? I have 10 and 8-year-old boys.
I always figure that if a parent is asking me that question, it's time. Because there's a reason it's on your mind. And you may be thinking back to your childhood, back in my childhood, and I think we've talked about this before, my parents did everything they could to avoid that talk. Now, you cannot do that because there are ways to find out online, and kids talk about sex in a more open way. And I think this is not a bad thing, by the way, in a more open way than we did. So we want our voices in that mix. And even as early as 8, 7 years old, you want to start that discussion. You don't have to get deep and anatomical about it, but you have to start that discussion about what sex is. And you can't be cagey about it. It has nothing to do with the stork. You know, it has to do with, you know, two people who are engaged in a relationship together. Mm-hmm. And you want to start that dialogue as early as 8 years old, for sure. If that were 12 or 13, 30 years ago, it is definitely 7 or 8 now.
It's interesting the wording you just used, because there was a time not long ago that a parent would have said, when two people have been in a relationship for a long time and are in love and are married.
That's what I did.
It's not. Oh, did you
I
still
did,
say
but
it?
But Dylan really asked before Michael did, and Dylan's the younger one by 3.5 years, and he heard a rumor where babies come from, and it wasn't the proper thing, so I wanted to set it straight, and I'm like, well, you're close, but it... The baby arrives from a different area, and they all went, ew, gross.
Right?
And then I'm like, well, we'll talk about it later. And then it just opened up the floodgates, and they asked questions. And, you know, all right, we know where babies come from, but how do babies get inside of you? And I'm like, okay. They're
the internet.
Boys.
That's maybe. Where you go to the internet.
But, Bill, to your point, I did say when two people are in love and they're married.
Right.
But that was when they were 6 and 9, and then now I don't say that anymore.
Right.
And but I at think that age, I did.
At that age, there's nothing wrong with that, right? You're introducing the topic, you're opening up a dialogue, and that's what you want to do. You know, a lot of parents want it, and come into my office and say, I want to know what talk I need to have, and then be done with it. And you're
there
not
is
done
no
with
done
it.
With
this
it.
Is an ongoing dialogue.
And the questions get more intriguing, trust me.
Right, and you want to be in that mix. You want to have your voice in that mix. And here's a little bit of relief I can offer to parents. In all likelihood, your kids are far more comfortable talking about sex than you are, you know? And
I'm
there's
sure of it.
Ample opportunity all over the place. Like, you know, I think back to when my son was 11, 12, 13 years old, and we would watch, like, Friends together. And every once in a while, I would just pause the TV and say, okay, here comes an awkward moment, but we're going to talk about what happened with Joey just there, mm-hmm. and what that's all about.
Right.
We'll take 2 minutes, and then we'll move on. And
right.
if you do that, and you take this in little chunks instead of trying to tackle it all at once,
yeah.
you might find that your kids are interested and want to talk
sure.
about it. More often than not, you're going to get, ew, all right, gross, let's move on.
Why were the awkward moments always with Joey? You would think they would have spread
Joey.
It out with the
yeah.
six
How
of them.
You doing?
Is there a particular book or pamphlet that you recommend for parents of all ages with kids of all ages? What do you recommend that they look at?
So there's a book out there called, I believe it's called Sex for Teenagers, but it's really intended for teenagers and parents to kind of work through together.
Yeah.
I hit on sex and sexuality in my book.
You do.
And there's a guy named Tom Phelan who wrote a book on parenting teenagers, and his book is great too.
Is the book Where Did I Come From still available? That was the book my parents used for my brother and myself, and it was fantastic.
It actually is fantastic, and it is still around.
Is
and
it?
You can still get your hands on that. And it's a nice, easy way to walk through the mechanics of it,
yeah.
Right? You know, where if you're uncomfortable with that, this gives you a nice, easy way to do that. So I encourage that, yeah.
You know, to me, and is it wrong that my boys ask me and not Jimmy Mack? Because he always seems to have to go walk the dog or go to the grocery store when they ask him questions, and he's very uncomfortable about it. I'm not, so it doesn't matter if it's a guy-girl thing, does it?
10 years ago, I think I would have said, no, it's important that it be with the same-sex parents so that the kids are as comfortable as they can be. Now, I find that to be wholly unnecessary. And I think there's something kind of cool about boys talking to their moms and girls talking to their dads about sex. You know, I think that the openness of that is really appealing and probably really good for the kids. And eventually your boys might, you know, pull Jimmy aside and ask him a question or two.
I can't wait to hear his answers. All right. And I know this is not fair to give to you, but there have been a bunch of people that I have come across who are discussing whether or not they as moms should buy condoms for their teenage sons going away to college.
My unequivocal absolute answer is yes. Yep. Because that becomes a matter of health and safety. It gives you the opportunity to talk not just about sex, but about respect for the opposite sex, and you know, and kind of get deep into a conversation that you need to have before your kids go off to school. Because you think about every story that's hitting now about college campuses, often has to do with something terrible that's happened with regard to rape or you know a sexual assault. So boys, just as much as girls, need to be informed about how to be respectful, how to take care of, as best they can, some of the girls that they're affiliated with.
Yeah.
So, and
that doesn't mean you're okay with it that you provide condoms for your kids, but you're protecting them.
And you're being pragmatic and realistic, right? Most kids have sex by the time they're going to college, and to have our heads in the sand about that would be foolhardy.
What about having messages printed on them like, we love you, mom, that kind of
thing? Oh, my God. Can I tell you somebody would buy those? You have got to file that away.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
If that's not going to prevent them from having premarital sex, I don't know what.
Yeah. The sure inoculation.
John, thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
It's Dr. John Duffy, The Available Parent is his book. Listen to his podcast on WGN Radio Plus. We'll take a quick break, then some news. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.